It's October 23rd, when the Disney animated classic Dumbo premiered in 1941.
I think they're very decorative. You know, lots of people with big ears are famous.
The Smurfs appeared for the first time in a Belgian magazine in 1958. Then came the cartoon, those little Smurf figurines and movies.
Smurfs, they were good. Then there was Gargamel.
I'll get all of you if it's the last thing I ever do.
In 1962, little Stevie Wonder recorded his first song at the age of just 12. It was never released, but it was called Thank You for Loving Me All the Way and was a tribute to all mothers.
I'll be so proud.
October 23rd birthdays, topping the list is the man regarded as the greatest footballer of all time. Pele celebrates his 80th.
It was a gift from God, and I tried to be in my best. I got to respect people.
AFL great Keith Gregg turns 69, fell just short of 300 games for the Roos, won back-to-back Brownlows in 73 and 74.
Now it's Keith Gregg, leads in the race for the ball. Oh, brilliant play, swings around.
Ang Lee, the director of hit films such as Crouching Tiger, Hidden Dragon, and The Life of Pi, which won him an Oscar, turned 66.
That was a great read. Very inspiring and mind-boggling.
Aussie comedian Jean Kitson is 65 today. She first rose to prominence on The Big Gig.
The Liberal Party promises that interest rates will fall up.
Speaking of funny, singer-songwriter famous for his pop hit parodies, Weird Al Yankovic, is 61.
Now if you start to dance,
and former Australian wicketkeeper Brad Haddon is 43 today.
He's taken a ripper.
Finally, it was on this day in 2017 that tributes were flowing for one of Oz music's greatest, George Young, the former member of the Easy Beats and the writer and producer with partner Harry Vanda, died aged 70. Remembering George Young on October 23rd.